now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I'm back with some classic comedy this week. A more sedate George Carlin out of 1965 from the Merv Griffin Show. Bring that to you. News on a book from Sophia Loren with some very interesting stories come out of this book. Some new pictures have been released in colour for the very first time. Now, these are old pictures of historical people and events. They've been recoloured, and it's amazing. We'll bring that to you shortly. First, we'll talk about a new Pan Am project by a friend of the Cocktail Nation, Kalev Sarvi. More on that shortly here on the Cocktail Nation as we kick off now with the Metropole Orchestra and Magic is the Moonlight.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Lance Lee Coop Cooper. Thanks to Ultraswank.net and Kauai Rose with Alika Lyman Group there. George Carlin is part of our monthly comedy special this week. This time we're heading back to 1965 and the Merv Griffin Show. It was long before George Carlin became a hippie comedian, and he was a regular on the Merv Griffin Show. Anyway, enjoy this particular one. It's called Indian Staff Sergeant on the Cocktail Nation.
He's got a bundle of great routines, and I love this one. Here is George Carlin. George?
I've been watching the Westerns. All of us have been watching Western movies, an endless stream of them, for our entire lives, and I've noticed something about them. When the Westerns involve Indians, and sometimes they don't, sometimes it's Brian Donlevy with a black hat and a crooked card game. When they involve Indians, the big scene always seems to be when the Indians finally attack the cowboys. We've been waiting for it throughout the entire movie. You can see them standing on the hill. And that's the big scene, when they finally get to them. And you always see exactly how the cowboys prepare for this attack.
Now pull them wagons around the circle. Get them old ladies up there holding up the weapons. Come on, now tear up their petticoats. Use them as bandages. Get that water up there. Sam, Sam.
Big hassle, we never see how the Indians prepare. And it's their attack, right? Now, the Indians were good fighters. Just because they started in Massachusetts and wound up defending Malibu doesn't mean they're... We really didn't play the game with them. As I say, now, the Indians were good fighters, and if this is so, they must have been well organized. There must have been a way to divide their manpower. It wasn't just one old chief, many moon come Choctaw, and a lot of guys running. There had to be intermediate authority, a way to divide their manpower. No army can make it without a sergeant, a tough, veteran, battle-hardened sergeant, and the Indians were no exception.
All right, all the tall guys over by the trees. Fat guys down behind the rocks. You with the beads, out of line. All right, knock off the horseplay. Come on, knock off the horseplay. Come on, you guys over there playing with the horse, will you knock it off? Yous have all been given a piece of birch bark and an eagle dipped in feather's blood. I mean a feather dipped in eagle's blood. I always like to say something wrong so yous will feel at ease. We want yous to write on the birch bark in the upper right-hand corner. And that's the upper right-hand corner. That's your arrow hand. Write your name. Last name first, first name last. Your name is Running Bear, you write Bear, Running. By the way, you guys with middle initials, please include them, such as Wolf, Howling W. Underneath your name, we want your age in summers. I've been alive for 14 summers, you put down 14 summers. You've been alive for 16 summers, you put, yes, prancing antelope. If you were born in the winter, put it down. There's one in every village. All right, a lot of you have been asking me about the promotion list. You'd like to make brave second class. Like to get another scar up on your arm. But I'm happy to say the results of your early tests have come in. You're doing beautifully. Burning settlers' homes, everybody passed. Imitating a coyote, everybody passed. Sneaking quietly through the woods, everybody passed, except limping ox. However, our limping ox is being fitted with a pair of corrective moccasins. He should be up and dancing in no time at all. Now, there are two other areas on which you will be tested. Running down the hill, yelling like a nut. And leaping off the cliff. Leaping off the cliff is generally considered to be the tougher of the two. A lot of fellas like to save that one for last. I got a couple other announcements for you here. First of all, the fertility rites have been called off. Due to the recent cold wave. There'll be a rain dance Friday night. Weather permitting. Great band, Leaping Lizard and the All-Stars will be there. All your favorite tunes, Pass That Peace Pipe, Indian Love Call, all them tunes you've come to know and love. I got one other item goes on your clothing list. That is your loin cloth. And that appears on your list as one each cloth loin type. If there is your loin cloth, you'll want to get to know and love your loin cloth. Someday it may save your life. There'll be a massacre tonight at 9 o'clock. Meet down by the bonfire, we'd dance around a little and move out. This is the fourth straight night we've attacked the fort. However, tonight it will not be as easy. Tonight there will be soldiers in the fort. Happy to say I'll be leading the massacre. I'll be down front running. You'll see me. I'm the one that's on fire. Now, your equipment, your uniform of the day, this here is a Class A formal massacre. That's the Class A summer loincloth. Two green stripes over the eye, no feather. Arms are blue, legs are red, chest is optional. Might put a little yellow on the bellies. And your equipment, three large knives, three small knives, three medium-sized knives, two rock tomahawks, two shale tomahawks, five spears, three bows, and 30 arrows. Now, if any of this equipment is not used tonight, please make sure it is returned to the souvenir shop by tomorrow morning.
Duke Booger, the man voted by his high school classmates as most likely to become Lounge Lothario DJ.
See what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
What's that?
In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I'm in love with you. And let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and do adore. In other words, please be true.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. All thanks to ultraswank.net and the Three Sons with Fever. Interestingly, a new book has come out. It's called Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow, 300-page book, My Life, the Italian Screen Legend. Sophia Loren's memoirs have been released. And it's a very interesting book. Now, she talks about so many great stories about how Cary Grant suggested they should pray to make the right decisions. He tried his utmost to seduce her while they worked together on a film. There's a story about how she ended up in jail because of some tax issues in Italy. And, of course, an interesting story about how she was robbed for some jewellery that she wore on television one night. Pretty amazing stuff. You can check out this story by heading over to my website, cocktailnation.net, or over in the News of the World section. We've got that there, along with some other fabulous stories, including Agnes Moorhead's old home is just being mentioned. Hollywood Mansion is being sold off at the moment, so you can check out that place, which is, I must say, quite gaudy. Some other great stories as well about Guerrilla Tiki activities, the new Avanta Retro Roadster, which is out right now, and how to dress vintage without looking costumey. Just some of the stories that we've got up on our News of the World tab. So do check that out over on cocktailnation.net. Let's get back into the music right now. Narco Lounge Combo and Seduction on the Cocktail Nation.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with John Coltrane and Blue Train. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net and over on my website, cocktailnation.net, in the News of the World tab, another interesting story that we put up just recently all about how some famous photos, historic photos, have been recolored. And it's always amazing. I remember watching the War in Color series that was on television a while back. It's incredible how black and white really does take away from life, and it's kind of difficult to really put yourself there, but when you see things in color, it's just amazing. We've got the first ever recipient of the Medal of Honor, Private Francis Brownell. This is back in the Civil War. Pablo Picasso, color photo of him. Audrey Hepburn. Lou Gehrig, the famous baseball player. Buddy Holly. Malcolm X with Muhammad Ali. I particularly like this photo in color. So do check that out. Got the details for you. Lots of other photos, including Colonel Sanders up there as well. www.cocktailnation.net. Do check it out. Well, it's a good time of the year, particularly here in Sydney. I've been enjoying some time out on the tennis court, out on the golf course, and cruising around in the convertible. That's what a lounge Lothario does. And lots of gigs that you might like to check out. We've got all the details for you online, www.cocktailnation.net. This is over in the World of Swank Gig Guide. And if you've got an event, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot it over to me. It might be something for Christmas, perhaps. Maybe something for the new year if you're a band or a promoter. Let me know, www.cocktailnation.net. At the end of the year, weekend at Sinatra's. Love to be at this gig, I tell you. This is going to be December 12th through to the 14th. Ricky Derrick's got a whole bunch of Christmas shows for Dallas-Fort Worth, so you might like to check out his website, rickyderrick.com. Otto's Grotto on a Thursday at Forbidden Island Alameda. And Jack Crosley's Lost World, second Tuesday of the month, 8 p.m. till 9:30. And this is over at Otto's Shrunken Head. For these gigs, lots more online, cocktailnation.net. He's Bobby Fox, and Let There Be Love.
Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please, let there be love.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips, they have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't ever left this ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. There ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna make you mine. Make you mine.
Cocktail Nation with Robert Darvey there, and the best is yet to come. Now, coming up shortly on the Cocktail Nation, I'm going to bring you a story of Kalev Sarvi. And Kalev has spoken to us about a few preservation things like World Port. And he sent me a message to say that he's been in New York City planning the next big thing. They're starting a project to have the Pan Am and MetLife building at 200 Park Avenue made a historic landmark and redesignated as the Pan Am building. So we'll bring you some more details on this one as we'll talk to Kalev in the coming months. Pretty exciting stuff. We certainly support the work that he's been doing. And boy, oh boy, we need people exactly like Kalev, that's for sure. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Oh, Emperor Justicato, Black Petticoat Mamba, Labro Justicato. And the sanctum my early, whoa, la diabolisticaro. The Dior gown, swear scarlet brocade, Paris holes and serpent blades, gift was silly, he couldn't take. Dressed by heels, a devil's coronets. Sailing right over your head. Maybe it's the shroud of death. Oh, Labro Justicato, Black Petticoat Mamba. Oh, Labro Justicato. Oh, La Dialisticato. Sanctum Maiorum. Sweet rosary, dressed by keys, a devil's coronets, fans hailing right over your head. Maybe it's the shroud of
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, the man who has been rejected from numerous Islamic countries for being too good looking.
Nation, Morton Gould, and Speak Global. Next week on the show, I've got a new book about all things B grade, and this is an amazing book, literally born out of the ashes of what was once known as the fanzine. Remember those that you used to pick up in your record store? Well, a fellow that I happen to know has put together this series of fanzines that he's done over many, many years and years ago, into a marvellous book, so we'll bring that to you next week on The Cocktail Nation. Going to leave you with Molly Ringwald now, and exactly like you, stay hip.
Someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You make me understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Someone exactly like you.